Hi everyone, welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 669. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, sponsorships, email me at rabbiyismach@take10fortorah.org. I wanted to talk about a topic that comes up in a contradiction in this week's parsha. The contradiction is really between two narratives and how Avraham treats two different situations. In Perek Yud Bey is Pasuk Yud Gimel. So we have a famine, and Avraham and Sarah go down to a place where Avimelech is in charge. And he says before they go, Imri na achosi at, say that you are my sister, lamanita liba avurech, v'chaysa nafshi begolech. So they do good for me because of you, and I will live due to you. So now, we know the context of the story, what he was afraid of, etc. Well, what does that mean, that they do good to me? Rashi there says, yitnu li matanos, so that they give me gifts. He was after gifts. Later, indeed, after they leave, he gives them tzon, bakar, sheep, and cattle, and servants and maidservants. He returns Sarah to him, and gives him all of this stuff. Rashi says, "Vayitin Avram kadesh yispayes v'yispala l'alav." So he feels better about the whole situation, and so then he davens for Avimelech, who had become sick because of taking Sarah. So now, indeed, Avraham is right. He wanted the gifts, and he got the gifts in the end. Which is weird, because later in the parsha, we have the war between the four kings and the five kings, and we know how Avraham helps and saves the king of Sodom, and the king of Sodom, understandably, wants to help and wants to pay him back. Imichut v'atzruch nal. I'm not going to take a string or even a shoelace. And he says to the king Avram, he says, I'm not going to take anything because I don't want it to be said that, you know, you were the person. I was the person who made Avraham wealthy. And Rashi says, I will not take it, even if it's from something from your storehouses, your precious places. I'm not going to take it. And so in the same parasha, we have two different accounts of Avraham reacting towards gifts. One, he wants them. One, he doesn't want them. Okay, so now, we have to understand that contradiction. And there's another thing we have to get to, where there's a general idea, a pasuk in Mishlei, which says, Ocher beso botzea batza, which means, one who gains through robbery sullies his home. Visone matanos yichya. But one who hates gifts will live. And so it seems that there is a value in obviously hating theft, but love, and also hating gifts as well. You're not supposed to gain through theft, and you're not supposed to gain through gifts. Okay, so it seems the second approach of Avraham seems to be the right one. So you could always just answer that, listen, Avraham was learning. And the first time around he took gifts, and he realized, he learned from that, that it's a bad thing to do. The second story in Perek Yudalit, by the king of Sodom, he's like, no, I don't do this anymore. And that's in line with our teaching of Mishlei, that Sone Matano Sichia, a person who hates gifts, will live. But there are other solutions and other explanations of what was different about each situation. Some understand that the first story was small gifts you could take. I mean, it doesn't sound so small. Tzon, bakar, avada, mushvachos, sheep, cattle, servants, sounds like a big gift to me. Sivsei Chacham suggests a few answers. One of them, he says, small gifts versus big ones. Smaller, okay. Big ones, not so good. Some people think that it's different based on his own financial status. When he had nothing early in his life, he took a little bit, and then once he had something, he didn't want people to think that they were the one who supplied his something. That's what the Sivsei Chacham suggests. He offers another one, which is not so PC. We're not going to talk about that right now. Mishlei. But back to our pasuk. The pasuk seems to say that there is something about not taking gifts. And fundamentally, I would just wonder, what is that? What is that that is so important that we're supposed to avoid taking gifts? So Rashi says something interesting. Rashi there in Mishlei says, Me'achar shehu sone matanos, kol shekein shesone es hagezel. He says that this is actually a tool. It's a methodology in how to better avoid theft. If a person gets used to not taking something that is from somebody else, I don't want what is yours. I don't even want it if you hand it to me as a gift. I'm not going to want it in theft. I'm not going to want to take it from you, right? So this is a drastic opposite of lo tachmod, of desiring something of somebody else. That's, I desire it, I really, really want it, and there are two ways for me to get it. You know, I could force you to sell it to me, that's not appropriate. You can give it to me, that's more appropriate. And of course, I can steal it, that's the least appropriate. So by avoiding the extremes, I don't want your things at all. I don't think your things are for me at all. So I avoid any sort of temptation of stealing it when you don't give it to me willingly. So I definitely would not take things willingly, even if you had meant to give them, so that I avoid. And that's Rabbeinu Yonah. That's the idea of, I think, Rashi. You're trying to avoid theft by avoiding gifts. The Mitsudo says it really is about trust in God. He says, aval hasone af matanos, a person who hates gifts, ki yeshan b'Hashem, he just appreciates and he just relies on Hashem, such a person will have, you know, a wonderful life. Now, this kind of is reminiscent of that story of the guy who's stuck on the roof and the boat comes and the helicopter comes and he says no to all of them. I mean, you would think that the gift is the gift from God, not literally, but it's coming through God. So, you know, this is a tough distinction, understanding. So when is it coming from God? Perhaps only through the efforts of your own labors and only things like that, not through gifts. And that, I guess, is the Mitzudas David's point. So one, it's the contrast against stealing, and it helps you in avoiding to steal, because you take other people's things seriously and you avoid them entirely, even if they're given to you willingly. The Mitzudas says it's about faith. The Gra says something interesting. The Gra says that one who anticipates gifts, one who is always waiting for like somebody to give them something, like the tip, the thing that, oh wow, I just, you know, want you to give me that thing that I'm expecting, is very likely to be anticipating the gift, is very likely to be disappointed. That's how the Gra understands. And so if you want to yichya, you don't want to constantly be living where you're waiting and wondering, when's he going to give it, when's he going to give it, when's he going to give it. So you want to live large, you want to live not having to be dependent on that. So the Gra says, so that's what a son of Matanos is. Don't wait for the gift, don't look for the gift, hate the gift, don't be so excited about it, and then you'll never be disappointed. The Sma in Shulchan Aruch, right, the Shulchan Aruch talks about how a person is supposed to midas chasidus shelo lekabel matanos. It's a righteous behavior not to accept gifts. El levtoch b'Hashem sheiton lo demachzor, rather instead to trust in Hashem. Shenemar v'sanim matanos yichya. He takes this pasuk very seriously. He says a person should attempt to behave this way. The Sma says, he explains on commentary in Shulchan Aruch, he says, I'll tell you why. It's because the person that gifts turn you into, ki halotu lohut achare matanos, a person who's running after matanos, after gifts, tzarech lahachnif habrios, he has to flatter a lot of people. He has to make a lot of people feel good. Perhaps not the best people. Ve'ena mochichan, or he doesn't rebuke them properly. And therefore, because he's so beholden to them and their gifts, so he won't treat them as he should with a level of seriousness, with a level of rebuke, and he will himself lose the values that he is supposed to have. And that's how gifts can affect you negatively. Okay, so we have a few different approaches. What's interesting is that there's a Gemara in Brachos that seems to belie all of this. The Gemara there says, Amar Abaye v'Tema Rabbi Yitzchak, Harotz, the Gemara is on Daf Yud Amud Beis, Harotz Alihanos, if a person wants to benefit, Yeneh, Ke Elisha, he could benefit like Elisha did. Elisha, we know, had a bunch of different hosts, and he would stay at different people when he went around giving his prophecies. But if you want, Shein Harotz Alihanos, if you don't want to benefit, Al Yeneh, don't benefit, Ke Shmuel. Like Shmuel. Shmuel was a precedent in Navi, the Navi Shmuel, who would not take gifts. Shenemar utshvaso haramasa kisham beso. And we learn that he would always walk around with his house. Everything that he needed, all the provisions that he needed, he would have. He wouldn't have to go and stay at anywhere and rely on anybody. So, interestingly, the Gemara seems to offer two models. There are two models. There's the model of taking, there's the model of not taking. It's exactly how Rashi understands it. One who wants to take from others, you should follow the model of Elisha. One who doesn't want to take the others from others should follow the model of Shmuel. So how do we drive this? How do we understand this? Why suddenly is it optional? If it seems that it's something which is so negative, we shouldn't be constantly relying on people's favors. So remember that some of the Rishonim, for example, like the Beis Avichir, the Meiri says, when we talk about gifts, the idea is it's a gift if I'm not going to pay it back. If I'm going to do whatever I can to do for that person who gave to me, then it's barter. It's not a gift. And so he says, Adam hamakabel hano chesed me'acherim yikablena al das sheyashlim gemul acher. If a person gives you something, you should attempt to do what you can to pay the person back in some way. And that should be the goal. You don't take things without any sort of recompense. But to take things and then to give back something else later in kind is absolutely appropriate, and that's okay. Another explanation for why it would be okay to take gifts here, the Maharsha suggests, is because we're talking about an in. You know, what Shmuel did is very noble. He didn't take even that from anybody. But what Elisha did is he stayed someplace. He says, the Maharsha says, he says, a person who is in need of hachnasas archim has nothing. They have no roof, they have no food, they have nothing. Nobody is as impoverished as such a person, which is why the mitzvah of hachnasas archim is so critical and so important, and such a significant mitzvah, and I hope to talk about that later. But the idea over here is that a person who needs that is so desperate that they can take, and that's why if you want to, if you need to do like Elisha, you don't have to, you could do like Shmuel, but you'd be able to. Have a great day.